Last week, Fort Smith officials were introduced to the idea of holding an urban deer hunt to help control deer populations in the Chaffee Crossing area. There was some concern about the safety of conducting such hunts in the city, but Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis discovers that safety is not an afterthought in planning the urban hunts.
If city directors approve an urban deer hunt tonight for areas in and around Chaffee Crossing, Fort Smith won't be the first Arkansas city to approve such a hunt, but it will become the largest city in the state to take such measures. Kevin Lindsay is the chief of police for the city of Fort Smith. He says that officials from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission and the Fort Chaffee Redevelopment Authority contacted him, and thus the proposed urban deer hunt was born.
There has been a noticeable increase in the population of the deer herd out in that area of town, reflective of a lot of the construction and development that has been going on all over the city, but especially in that area due to its contrasting rural feeling, wooded areas, et cetera, versus the development that is going on with the businesses and residential development.
Corey Gray is the deer program coordinator for the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. He describes the urban archery deer hunts as a partnership among local and state organizations.
We accept the applicants. We screen them to make sure there's no violations there, enough to lose their license or hunting privileges. The Arkansas Bowhunter Association has done an excellent job. They coordinate the proficiency test. They also work with the international bow hunting courses. And then, you know, we always work with the city officials to make sure all the rules are set up, the boundaries are in place of where these individuals can go and hunt, where they shouldn't go and hunt.
Gray says that although Fort Smith is the second largest city in the state, the Game and Fish Commission would work closely with the city to ensure that the hunts are conducted with the community's safety as a primary focus.
If the city council of that city decides to move forward with this, then, you know, we would have to designate areas to where hunters can go and where they shouldn't go. Safety is always going to be, you know, a top priority with this. And that's why we always go into every hunt saying safety's first, hunting is second. And again, that's why we go through all the requirements. When you look at the requirements of this hunt, it does deter A lot of the hunters do not want to go through the requirements and the procedures to participate.
Chief Lindsay says that while residents should always be concerned about safety, the lengthy list of rules and regulations associated with urban archery hunts helps ensure safety in the community.
The thing that attracted me to this particular program and process were the protocols that were adopted by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. And that is, you know, specific things that require a certain level of proficiency among the bow hunter. The bow hunter is going to be expected to utilize specific equipment. That equipment is going to have to be approved. They're going to have to pay fees in order to ultimately get a permit that will allow them to participate in the urban deer hunt. But in order to get that permit, like I said, proficiency, testing, a fee, a class they have to go through, an orientation class.
In addition, crossbows will only be allowed and approved by the police department in certain cases, and hunters will be required to hunt from a deer stand that is at least 10 feet above the ground, a move that enhances safety as it forces hunters to shoot toward the ground. But aside from safely thinning the oversized deer population, which prevents the spread of disease and decreases the interactions drivers have with deer, Gray says that the urban deer hunts have another benefit.
We ask the hunters that the first deer you harvest at least be donated to Hunters Feeding the Hungry. And then after that, if you want to donate additional animals, you can. That's up to the hunter, but we do require the first one. Hunters Feeding the Hungry and the Game and Fish has partnered together with a refrigerated truck. The Game and Fish, we have a refrigerated pull behind a trailer, and we'll set those up at different places. We work with local processors that are participating in the program to get needed venison on the table of hungry Arkansans.
Arkansas Hunters Feeding the Hungry partners with many meat processors across the state. For more information, visit arkansashunters.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.